deep hole in the pole on today's Moment of Science. Nowadays, we have telescopes of all different sorts, from ones that orbit the planet to giant radio dishes in the deserts. The neatest new idea for a telescope, though, is a deep hole in the pole. AMANDA 2 stands for Antarctic Muon and Neutrino Detector Array. You know what Antarctic means. This baby lives at the South Pole. The international project members who built it dug half a mile down into polar ice. Then they lowered in a series of light detectors on the lookout for one of the most elusive particles in the universe, the neutrino. Neutrinos are so tiny and zippy they can pass through the entire planet without hitting anything. Every now and then, however, one will collide with something, say a water molecule in the crystal clear polar ice. When neutrino meets molecule, telltale flashes are given off, and AMANDA registers these. Now comes the really neat part. That makes AMANDA into a kind of telescope. Imagine some cool extragalactic event, like a supernova or the collision of two black holes. This gives off a stream of neutrinos, some of which travel to Earth and make it almost through the planet, only to tag a water molecule on the way out. AMANDA spots the collision and, because neutrinos travel in straight lines, tells exactly which direction the neutrino came from. With that, scientists can generate a neutrino map of the sky. Telescopes are old, but a neutrino telescope is new. Odd as it may sound, this deep hole in the ice is helping researchers dig even deeper into space and time. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Rex Talo in physics. I'm Yael Cassander.